Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Man, happy Monday. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Super Trade. Thank you, David Paddock. 2 hours of fantasy sports talk for those of you coming off another week and maybe a win in fantasy football. Congratulations to those of you waiting for tonight. We'll, of course, talk a little bit about that. Brett Levy producing the show. Of course, follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV. David, certainly a fun Sunday for sure. Kind of got off to a slow start a little bit in the early games. And then, we were treated to one of the better games of the season between Dallas and New England yesterday. And then, of course, we had a little bit of an excitement last night happening between Seattle and Pittsburgh. So all in all, pretty fun Sunday for me. I think I'm going to take my first loss in one of my leagues in fantasy and then a win in another. So I can't complain. Good morning to you.
Yeah, the football was not great in the noon games, right? Packers-Bears, not really that great. Bengals-Lions was not particularly great. No drama in Texans-Colts. We had to watch Patrick Mahomes struggle with the Washington football team a little bit. I believe Mahomes is now up to 8 interceptions on the year. Very uncharacteristic for him. But, I guess the Jaguars-Dolphins game was not good football, but at least it was exciting a little bit. We're sitting there like, who wants to lose more? Do the Dolphins want to give this away? Can the Jaguars, overcome the very Urban Meyer-ness of their organization? So at least the London game had some drama.
Yeah, end of the game for sure. And certainly we'll talk about that. We'll go through every single game from a fantasy perspective on today's show. Here are our headlines as we begin on this Monday, 18th of October, 2021. The Cardinals improved to 6-0. They defeat the Browns in a big way, 37-14. And honestly, the game was not even that close. They're still undefeated at 6-0. The Cowboys win their 6th straight game. They beat the Patriots, a very wild finish in fourth quarter and overtime, 35-29. John Gruden, no longer the coach of the Raiders. That didn't seem to be a problem. They go into Denver and smash the Broncos 34-24. Another game that really wasn't close. Ed Orgeron's time at LSU is coming to an end after the season. That'll be a very hot commodity in terms of that school, whoever coaches there. They've agreed to part ways at the end of 2021. And the Braves, Davis, they rally, defeat the Dodgers 5-4. Take a 2-0 lead in the National League Championship Series. They, of course, were the home team because they won the division. The Dodgers were the road team to start this series because, of course, they were the wild card. And now the Dodgers are going to have to win 4 out of the next 5 games to advance to the World Series. That seems like a pretty formidable task at this point.
It does. I mean, you just never want to be in this position, right? Like this is the nightmare position to be in, to be the favorite heading into the series. And you basically just do, a terrible job starting out the series. And I guess, if Max Scherzer is going to come in, only be able to go 4 1/3 innings, like that's not really what they wanted. They would have preferred Scherzer to go much deeper. They didn't want to have to use 7 guys out of their bullpen. They had to use all those guys out of their bullpen. They end up losing in the bottom of the 9th. And again, I don't want to bury the Dodgers. I'm not burying any of these teams because baseball series they're so noisy. I mean, just anything can happen in a game of baseball. And, Max Scherzer can have a fine start. I mean, it's not like the guy got shelled. He had 7 strikeouts, 1 walk, 2 earned runs. He was just dealing with a little bit of shoulder fatigue is what he said on Friday. And then it's not like the Braves got this amazing starting pitching performance either. Ian Anderson went three innings and they went deep into their bullpen. The Braves bullpen just kind of happened to outlast the Dodgers bullpen. So, you know, I do not envy the Dodgers front office and everything with all the money they've spent, you know, losing here in the divisional series would be a very bad look.
I mean, it feels like they've had to exhaust everything to get to this point. Scherzer with a tired arm is the way they're describing it. He says if the series goes 6 or 7, then he can pitch again, but that's an if. So, you know, certainly Dodgers are really up against it, no doubt. We also got word here at the top of the hour, Davis, that Kareem Hunt, running back for the Browns, going to miss this week. I know we'll be talking about this on the waiver wire. It was a major misfire last year for me unloading everything I had on D'Ernest Johnson. I don't know if I'm prepared to do it again for Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, I will not be going all in on D'Ernest Johnson. We'll talk about him, I'm sure, a couple more times the rest of the week. But I mean, he will probably be fine. But I don't think that he is someone, you know, like Elijah Mitchell or Chuba Hubbard or someone like that, where I think that they can, you know, kind of swing you your league. I think that probably the Browns will activate another running back off the practice squad. They're going to play Demetric Felton on some third downs. He was, a converted running back wide receiver from UCLA, so I don't think they're going to give Felton a ton of carries. But I do think we're just setting up for a very boring Thursday night football game between the Cleveland Browns and the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, Cleveland, one of the more disappointing teams in the NFL for sure in 2021. The other disappointing team, without a doubt, has to be the Miami Dolphins. What in the world has happened with the Dolphins for them to be this bad, with their only win essentially coming in a situation where Xavien Howard punches the ball away from Damian Harris? Otherwise, the Dolphins would be winless this season. Why? Because yesterday in London, they struggled against a really bad Jacksonville Jaguars team. What happened in that game from a fantasy perspective? We'll dive into that next and go game by game throughout the show here on Fantasy Sports Today. So stay on the grid. Davis and I will be right back here on this Monday on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
And welcome back. London provided the two teams of the three from the state of Florida this year. It was Jacksonville and Miami, two teams that are no strangers to playing that early Sunday morning game for us. Of course, the London game did have some fireworks. We had to wait almost four quarters to get there, but that was kind of the story yesterday. Let's take a look at the fantasy standouts from Jaguars Dolphins. Trevor Lawrence threw for 319 passing yards, one touchdown. James Robinson also scored yesterday, 73 rushing yards, three receptions, 28 yards. Marvin Jones had one of his better games of the season, 7 for 100 and a score. Jamal Agnew, very heavily involved in the offense, five receptions, 78 yards, and Laviska Shenault got you about 11 fantasy points, which isn't bad for a wide receiver three on Sunday. Now, in terms of Miami, questions definitely coming fast and furious as to what in the world is going on with this team. Tua played pretty well yesterday, 33 of 47, 329 passing yards, 22 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, also a pretty big interception for him yesterday. Jalen Waddle had his breakout game, 10 receptions, 70 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Mike Gesicki also looked really good at tight end, and so did Durham Smythe. Between the two of them, 13 catches and almost 200 receiving yards. But naturally, in the end, this was Tua's return to the field after missing a few games, and he was asked about his performance in London.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me, it doesn't matter how I performed today. We lost. I mean, it's tough to kind of critique how I performed or how any of our guys performed. You know, right now, just, I mean, you know, it's tough in the locker room right now. So we'll take a look at that when we get back to Florida, and we'll take those corrections and learn from them.
I mean, this is one of the more disappointing teams, Davis, this season in the NFL for sure. And, you know, not entirely to his fault. I mean, he's been out, but they do have a lot of weapons around him. You know, they've added some players, Davis. It has not worked out this season at all. You're getting out-coached by Urban Meyer on a play in the fourth quarter where all the Dolphins are backed up. He throws it over the middle to kick a field goal. I mean, the fourth and one, running it with Malcolm Brown, can't even get 1 yard. There's some trouble brewing for sure in South Florida. And from a fantasy perspective, it was great to see Waddle get very heavily involved in the offense. But my gosh, like, this was not their plan going into the year.
Yeah, you know, Waddle and Gesicki looked great. I would definitely say, though, in terms of Tua's performance yesterday, theoretically, they have a lot of weapons, but none of them played yesterday. 30% of the Miami Dolphins salary cap was inactive yesterday. So that's the two cornerbacks, Byron Jones and Xavier Howard. Devontae Parker was a healthy scratch. Will Fuller was a healthy scratch. So they were, you know, they're down two of their three starting wide receivers. So you're relying on Mac Collins and Albert Wilson and Isaiah Ford, and you don't really want to be relying on those guys. So I actually thought, you know, their game plan, Chan Gailey and Brian Flores, what they drew up with a lot of the tight ends being involved, I thought it was great. I thought the Dolphins' offense was not really the problem, right? They have that brilliant play call where they have Jacoby Brissett come in on the third and short because they're like, oh, you know, everyone and their mom expects Jacoby Brissett to run the quarterback sneak. He does the play action, has the 30-yard gain. In the first half, I was like, yeah, Tua looks good. He looks accurate. Like, this is all going to work out. This is all going to be fine. And then exactly, you're right, in the second half, they're the horrible fourth down play calls. They start to run the ball more in the second half, and the running game is just – the running game for the Dolphins is just not going to work this year. The stuff to Jalen Waddle and the stuff to the tight ends as the extension of the short passing game. I got to say, though, I'm curious your opinion. I'm not, like, rushing – to fire Brian Flores. And I'm also not rushing to, like, bury Tua. Now, is Tua ever going to be one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL? I don't think so. He just doesn't look athletic enough. That interception that he threw was awful. You know, a quarterback with a real arm there hits Jalen Waddle for a touchdown. He short arms it and throws it for the interception. But I just think it's kind of one of those seasons for Miami, and they're kind of going to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, the jury is still out on all of the above for sure. It's just when you lose to a team like Jacksonville, you really have to reassess where you're at. And the person that's coming under the most fire right now is Chris Greer, their general manager, because the offensive line doesn't look much better than it did last year. And they were really bullish on not adding running backs and that and of any kind. And that really looks like it was a mistake. But good job by Jacksonville. Great play call at the end of the game to get them the win. All right, Kansas City and Washington, a game that was close for a bit, and then the Chiefs finally just got out of their own way. Wow, just throwing a bunch of picks and fumbles. But it worked out in the end. Patrick Mahomes, almost 400 passing yards, 31 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Darrell Williams had 62 rushing yards and a touchdown, also 3 catches. Tyreek Hill got in the end zone, 9 receptions, 76 yards and a score. He came back in. Same for Travis Kelce. who had 8 receptions for 99 yards. On the side of Washington, really much ado about nothing. Their offense wasn't very good, and neither was their defense. Taylor Heinicke yesterday, just 182 passing yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. J.D. McKissic actually was the leading rusher here, 45 rushing yards, 8 receptions, and 65 receiving yards. Terry McLaurin, 4 for 28. He was quiet. And hey, you mentioned them all last week, Davis. Ricky Seals-Jones ended up making the most of his playing time. 4 receptions, 58 yards, and a touchdown. I know that certainly this is one of the games you watch the most. I was watching it also quite a bit. And look, the Chiefs, I mean, it's like self-inflicted, a lot of the stuff with them. I felt like they could have won this game 51-10 if they didn't make mistakes. But for whatever reason, that's what's happening. And watching Mahomes, like, just throw the ball up. I mean, he makes the best throws in the NFL. But watching him throw up, like, just these weird, like just go for it and see what happens. I mean, you know, Washington picked it off, too. So I figure they'll get that right eventually.
I mean, I do think they'll probably fix a lot of that stuff. What they can't fix is, you know, they can't fix the defense. They can't fix the injuries, right? I mean, Travis Kelce limped off twice yesterday. Tyreek Hill went back to the locker room and came back. But, you know, obviously if either of those guys missed significant time, the Chiefs would be, you know, they would be in a world of trouble. But yeah, I mean, they got it figured out yesterday. I mean, to me, I think probably the biggest headline from yesterday's game for fantasy is that Darrell Williams is just going to have a way better role for fantasy than Clyde Edwards-Helaire had, because Clyde Edwards-Helaire had to split with Darrell Williams, but Jerick McKinnon barely played yesterday. McKinnon got 3 carries. He was targeted 4 times in the passing game, though he only caught 1 of them. Darrell was also targeted 4 times, scored the 2 rushing touchdowns. So Darrell's going to have 3rd downs. He's going to have goal line work. He is going to play a ton. You know, another startable game for Mecole Hardman as well. So, I guess really the people who have to be feeling the best about their Chiefs and fantasy have to be the people who, you know, spend 18th round picks on Darrell Williams. Because, I mean, I just think he's going to be better than CH. Like, and then when CH comes back, they're probably just going to be in a straight 50-50 timeshare. So, not great there. And, you know, you and I talked a lot in the preseason about the Washington football team. Neither of us were really believers. I thought they were kind of hilariously overrated, and the offense is bad. The defense is bad. Antonio Gibson had to leave the game with his shin injury yesterday, came back. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just not great for Antonio Gibson.
No, it just hasn't been. But again, it hasn't been the great year for a lot of the RB1s thus far. And now, you know, the fans in Washington are starting to ask, you know, when is Fitzpatrick coming back? Is it November? Is it December? Is it 2 weeks? Is it 3 weeks? Inevitable with Ryan Fitzpatrick on the roster, but really a return I don't think is imminent over the next couple of weeks. So they'll have to ride it out with Heinicke. Not a good year for Washington for sure. All right, it has been a great year for Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens thus far. We'll dive into this game, an extremely one-sided game between Baltimore and Los Angeles. And then we'll get to the Bears and Packers. Plenty more to come here on Fantasy Sports Today. We take you player by player and team by team for the fantasy results and future expectations that we do every Monday. So stay with us here on the grid. More Fantasy Sports Today is coming up in just 2 minutes right here on Sports Grid. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everyone was feeling the Los Angeles Chargers over the last few weeks. They looked like one of the most improved teams in the NFL. And then they realized that there is still some work to do, especially when you're taking on one of the best teams perennially in the NFL. And that, of course, is the Baltimore Ravens, who basically had to do nothing yesterday to dismantle the Los Angeles Chargers. Lamar Jackson, and arguably a quiet game because they didn't need him, 19 of 27, 167 passing yards, 51 rushing yards, a touchdown, two interceptions. And then they just ran the bleep out of the ball with their veterans, Devonta Freeman, 53 and a touchdown, Latavius Murray, 44, two receptions and a touchdown. Even Le'Veon Bell scored a touchdown in this one. I keep forgetting he's wearing number 17 when I see that guy running. I don't even recognize him. And then Mark Andrews was the lone touchdown from Lamar Jackson, which was another win for Jackson, which gives him the most in the history of the NFL before the age of 25, which was a record that was owned by Dan Marino. And John Harbaugh decided to mention that post game and also take a little shot at anybody about who forgot about the 100 rushing yard record.
Oh, that's the biggest one. Have people heard of that one? I know they said they hadn't heard about all these records, but they had heard about that one, right? Yeah, that's the biggest one. That's the one that we're most, I promise, that's the one Lamar's most proud of, and that's the one we're all most proud of, absolutely.
All right, so a little shot there taken at Vic Fangio and Denver as Denver goes the other way. Now, in terms of the Chargers, I'm sorry, but if you had them in fantasy or if you stacked any of these guys, you probably lost yesterday. They just, I mean, listen, the coach said he'd rather get blown out and try hard than just play close games. All right, well, you got your wish. Herbert yesterday, 22 of 39, 195 passing yards, one touchdown, one interception. Austin Eckler, seven rushing yards, four receptions, 48 receiving yards. Keenan Allen, not much, 5 for 50. Mike Williams, also not much. Jared Cook did score a touchdown in the back of the end zone. So the Ravens keep rolling on, Davis, no question. Listen, the Chargers' issue is pretty significant, excuse me, in terms of fantasy, because if they can't stop the run, they can't get back on the field. And that was indicative of yesterday, basically, with all these guys running against them. The blueprint is now out. And if Los Angeles struggles to get their offense back on the field, it's going to be adverse for fantasy. I know it's only the first time we've really seen that happen this year, but they're dead last in the NFL against the run.
So I'm not worried about the Chargers relative to what I expected the Chargers to be at the beginning of the season. Now, would I be worried about the Chargers if I thought this is the best team in the AFC? This team is better than the Chiefs. This team is better than the Ravens. This team should be, you know, this team should be in the Super Bowl. I never thought that, and no one ever should have thought that, but we all just got excited after, right? People just get excited, and it's okay to get excited. But basically what we saw happen yesterday was what happens when you have the no good, awful, horrible day, and you don't convert on any of your third downs. You don't convert on any of your fourth downs. And when you don't do that against a team that has the best running quarterback in football, and you don't really care to defend the run, you're going to get blown out. And you know what? On the balance of everything, I think if these two teams play 100 times, maybe five games go like that, where the Chargers are not able to convert on any third downs. They're not able to convert on any fourth downs. And the Ravens happen to blow them out. Also, you know, Justin Herbert just played terribly. Like, it's more than being aggressive about going for it on fourth down. There were, I believe they went for a fourth and short from like their own 35, and Josh Palmer got wide open, and Justin Herbert was not under any duress, and Justin Herbert just sailed it, right? Just threw it out of bounds. And, you know, there's just not really anything you can do if you're the head coach, Brandon Staley, when all of those things are going against you. I guess the one note I had on the Ravens was obviously you're starting Marquise Brown. Obviously you're starting Mark Andrews. But Devonta Freeman played the entire first two drives. So he did not come off the field for the first two drives. And of the three ancient statue running backs playing for the Ravens, Le'Veon Bell, Latavius Murray, and Devonta Freeman, to my amateur eye, I actually think Freeman looks the best. Like, he looks the shiftiest, looks the most capable of contributing in the passing game. So I would maybe throw a couple waiver bucks at him. But I watch these old running backs play for them. Why is Tyson Williams a game day inactive? Like, I do not understand. I don't get what they're doing with that.
Yeah, I mean, this week he's going to be cut from my rosters. I'm not going to just roster a guy that's never going to play. And those guys played pretty viably. And again, I see Bell running for touchdowns at the end of the game. I had the sound down. I saw 17 running in the end zone. I'm like, who is that? Some receiver? It's Le'Veon Bell. So, just a total dismantling of Baltimore. The line sort of told you that, I think, too. All right, Green Bay against Chicago, which was competitive for a bit. Until the fourth quarter, and then it was not. Aaron Rodgers, 17 of 23, 195 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. Everyone's talking about the rushing touchdown where he ran into the end zone, got pushed down by the Bears defender. He took that personally and started yelling at the Bears fans that he owns them, which is true. Both running backs for Green Bay were good. We'll show you Aaron Jones's numbers here. 76 rushing yards, 4 receiving yards, and a score. Quiet day for Davante Adams. Missed a couple, could have been much bigger day, I feel like, so I would not be discouraged. 4 for 89. Alan Lazard, Aaron Rodgers flipped them the ball at the goal line. That's a touchdown pass. 3 receptions, 27 yards. After the game, Matt LaFleur was asked about his 2 running backs, which really seemed to be both viable, both in reality and fantasy.
Sometimes great players make you look like a good coach, so it's a credit to all those guys. But yeah, absolutely, the versatility that both of those guys have, not only in the run game, but in the pass game, and what they bring to this team is really special. And they complement each other so well. And so, and I think we have another great one in Kylan Hill. And I keep telling Kylan, I'm like, hey, you'll get an opportunity. I don't know when it's going to come, but you know, it's always tough when you have 2 really good backs right in front of you.
Good back, as it would appear yesterday, because Khalil Herbert had a career day. And if Damian Williams, who's still on the COVID list today, can't play, Herbert's a must start this week, that's for sure. Justin Fields was very good yesterday at throwing it to the other team. I think he mastered that one. 16 of 27, 174 passing yards, 43 rushing yards. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Watch that game. He did not look good. Herbert, we mentioned. Allen Robinson, just 4 for 53. Darnell Mooney did get in the end zone. It seems like every other week you get a Mooney game. And yesterday was his 5 for 45 and a touchdown. But Packers go into Chicago yesterday and do what they normally do, Davis, which is, kind of let the Bears hang around a little bit. And then the Bears make some crucial mistakes. Fields in particular threw an interception in the end zone, almost threw a second interception in the end zone. And then with a chance to kick a field goal, punt it back, to go basically down 7. Fields is just running backwards, gets sacked. The end, game ends. Bears will be competitive. At the beginning of the season, I think you mentioned on the total of the Bears, you were bullish on that. I still think that has a chance to come in, by the way. I don't think they're going to be a terrible team, but hopefully they just let Fields develop the entire season. I know that, the fans in Chicago are going to get a little antsy, but they got to just keep playing them.
Well, I am going to be wrong about the Bears, though, because maybe that wager will end up winning, but I'm going to be wrong in the end about the Bears, because I was betting that Fields would take over from Dalton and that Matt Nagy would have a plan, that Bill Lazor would have a plan, that Justin Fields would be running a lot, that they would be, doing a lot to acclimate Justin Fields and help him be comfortable, right? The way that certainly the Ravens organization has done with Lamar Jackson, the way that the Cardinals organization has done with Kyler Murray. But right now, we're seeing Fields struggling, Wilson struggling, Trevor Lawrence. I think it's fair to say that Trevor Lawrence has been struggling, but I think Lawrence is so like preternaturally talented that he could even be like the Jets could have taken Trevor Lawrence, and I actually think he'd still be making some amazing plays because that's just how good he is. But these rookie quarterbacks, they need help. They need incubation. You gotta create for them, and the Bears have just not been doing that. Their offense is pretty painful to watch. You're right about Khalil Herbert, though. He looked great in this game. Davante Adams did not have a great game here. He did step out on what would have been like a 45-yard touchdown. And he kind of just, he couldn't quite control his momentum up against the sideline. So, of course, you're not worried about Devontae Adams. It is crazy, though. The Green Bay Packers are probably going to win 12, 13 games. You know, they're going to do their thing. And the only guys you're going to want to start for them are fantasy, for are Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, and Devontae Adams. And maybe AJ Dillon will get there. You know, AJ Dillon has been a guy, I talked about him a lot in the preseason. I felt really good about him. He got 11 carries for 59 yards in the win yesterday. And certainly if anything were to happen to Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon would explode. But, you know, Allen Lazard, no thank you. I know he scored yesterday. Robert Tonyan has over 8 receiving yards twice through 6 games. You know, not feeling great there. MVS is on the IR, but he was like the all-time unrealized fantasy points guy before that. So it's crazy that the Packers can be so good, but really only have 2 fantasy producers.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, what's being talked about, Davis, and look, I hope this doesn't happen, but there is some scuttle that if Fields keeps going this way, they may give him one of those hold the clipboard games and watch the game, take a week off. I hope not. But, you know, that could be coming, man. I mean, that could be coming with Andy Dalton. I mean, there's no reason for it, but that seems to be some of the discussion as what's happening in Chicago.
Yeah, I hope they don't do that. I hope they don't do that to Fields. Well, it would probably be okay if that leads them to come up with some better game plans to let Fields run. But yeah. I just don't know why they're not letting him run.
Yeah, I mean, where he's running backwards, though. That's the way that he's been running thus far. Okay, going forwards, the Los Angeles Rams. Very impressive day yesterday. Everyone involved in their offense. We'll talk about it next. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. For those of you on social media following us, thanks so much for the follows. If you're not, here's how you do it. Download the Twitter app, which is completely free. Follow us on Twitter, @SportsGrid, @SportsGridTV, for the latest news, notes, and, of course, information. All of the clips, video clips that we're talking about, you can be finding them there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That includes Scott Farrell's show, which is coming up later today, in-game live. Maybe a little discussion about the American League Championship Series, which is, of course, continuing tonight. All right, welcome back to the show. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig and Davis back with you here on this Monday. If you're looking for a fantasy defense to pick up, well, you probably should just see who the Giants are playing against, because they just are delivering you some nice fantasy defensive goodness over the last few weeks. That probably will continue. The Rams got me 18 fantasy points yesterday. Wow. Matthew Stafford on the offensive side was so good, he didn't even need to play in the fourth quarter. He threw for 251 yards, four touchdowns, one interception. That turns out to be the trade of the year in the NFL, no question. Darrell Henderson also got a lot of action in this one. 78 rushing yards, two receptions, 29 yards, caught a pass out of the backfield into the end zone. Fantastic day for him, and he came out healthy. Very important. Cooper Kupp, great again, 9 for 130, two scores. Robert Woods, 2 for 31, and back-to-back weeks, in fact, 3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, in a row, with a touchdown for Woods. After the game, quarterback of the Rams, Matthew Stafford, talked about the combination of him, all the wide receivers, but of course, in particular, Cooper Kupp.
Oh, he does a great job. You know, I think all of our guys really do, to be honest with you. I thought Robert had a great game today. When he had his opportunities, he made them. Got in on a touchdown. It's great, great feel when he caught that ball, you know, to turn back inside and score. But Cooper's done a nice job. You know, he's done a nice job underneath. Down the field, he made some plays today, catch and run a couple bubbles, and then got in with some sweet feet on one and did a really nice job on the other one and was able to run down the sideline. We caught him in a little bit of a blitz there and was able to check to a little something and got him.
Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams, number one and two in fantasy at wide receiver this season. How about the Giants? Well, they could be looking for another quarterback at the end of the season, among other things. 51 attempts yesterday for Daniel Jones, three interceptions. Yikes, also a fumble. Devontae Booker, nothing. 41 rushing yards, four receptions, 28 yards. Elijah Penny ended up scoring the lone touchdown. Kadarius Toney looked great for about 3 minutes, then he got hurt. And so Sterling Shepard did most of the damage for the Giants. 10 receptions, 76 yards. And Rams get right yesterday, Davis, no question. Everybody looked good in that offense for the Rams. But again, against the Giants, crazy that the Giants actually, I thought, played better against Dallas than they did against the Rams yesterday, which is kind of odd. But nice little fade team, I think, there, both on offense and defense.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are, they're not the worst team in the NFL because the Detroit Lions and the Houston Texans exist. But if those teams did not exist, you know, if there were not teams that were just straight up not trying to win games or didn't have the skill level, because like the Giants are, they take themselves seriously, right? Like when they go watch film on Monday mornings and stuff, like Joe Judge and Jason Garrett, and I'm forgetting the name of the defensive coordinator, like they are like mystified. They like don't understand why they're losing these games by 30. They, you know, they like think that they should be able to win, which is funny. But the Rams, the Rams are just kind of one of the all-time fantasy offenses right now. Stafford locked and loaded, quarterback one, going to rank him as a top 10 quarterback pretty much every single week. Darrell Henderson locked and loaded, running back one. When that game was competitive, Sony Michel was not playing at all. Darrell Henderson played 82% of the snaps, 21 carries, three targets, scores a rushing touchdown, scores a receiving touchdown. Robert Woods, slow start to the year. He's going to be just fine. Touchdown and three straight. Cooper Kupp, Cooper Kupp right now is on pace for 1,835 yards and 20 touchdowns. I don't know if he gets to the 20 touchdowns, but at this point, it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe he does because Stafford is playing that well. And the big thing is Sean McVay is such a good coach and the Rams have such good skill position players that like, it's just kind of a matter of their mercy against these bad teams, right? So, you know, against Arizona and stuff like that, those were really competitive games. You know, those are coin flip games for them. But they play, listen to this. Over the next three games, the Rams play Detroit, they play Houston, and they play the Tennessee Titans. I mean, if I told you that they come out of that stretch and they averaged 42 points a game over that stretch, you'd be like, well, yeah, I mean, probably. Those teams are terrible. So it's going to be very interesting to see what the Rams do in this stretch coming up. And I guess I did want to make one more note on the Giants, which is just simply that if you have Sterling Shepard, because Kadarius Toney got injured, I don't want to say anyone got lucky, but you got lucky because Sterling Shepard was going to have to play outside. He was going to have to play perimeter wide receiver where he is not very good. And, you know, now Kadarius Toney looks like he's going to miss multiple weeks with this ankle injury. So this production that Sterling Shepard has had through three healthy games where he's gotten like 9.5 targets per game, that's totally legit and is going to hold up.
All right, let's move on to the Bengals and Lions. And don't look now, but the Bengals are 4-2 heading toward the playoffs in the NFL. Go figure that one. Joe Burrow yesterday, 271 yards, nearly perfect, 20 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Joe Mixon with 94 on the ground, also 5 receptions and a touchdown, seemingly healthy. Chris Evans also was the, like, I guess the Samaje Perine role. He had 18 rushing yards, 3 receptions, 49 yards, and a score. Ja'Marr Chase, another nice game for him as he pursues the Rookie of the Year. He's on his way. 4 receptions, 97 yards. After the game, Joe Burrow clearly pleased with the offense of the Bengals, but says they can be even better.
The sky's the limit. If we, you know, eliminate some of those things that happened in the first half, we, you know, probably score 50 points today. But, you know, it's the NFL. I'm never going to be upset about a 34-point game and you're winning by as much as we did. But, you know, we do have to get some things corrected. And when we do that, it's going to be scary.
Great start for the Bengals, for sure. Not so great for the Lions, who now, as we mentioned, are 0-6. Jared Goff, we're going to talk about him a little bit later in the show. 28 of 42, 202 passing yards and 1 interception. DeAndre Swift got you some nice garbage time points, that's for sure. Ended up getting about 20 points. Look at this. 24 rushing yards, 5 receptions, 43 yards and a touchdown. Khalif Raymond, 6 receptions, 37 yards. And then TJ Hockenson had 8 catches for 74 yards. But right now, Davis, the Bengals, you know, they're playing their last place schedule, so naturally they're going to get an easier schedule in the NFL. It's the way that it works. But pretty impressive the way that they're moving the ball around to almost everyone. And look, they're getting, you know, a Boyd week. They're getting an Evans touchdown 1 week. It seems like just a, like kind of like the LSU offense reminds me of when Burrow's out there. Just everybody gets involved. It's just kind of hard to predict who's going to have the big week.
They're just really good. Well, okay, really good is too much because the defense isn't that good and the offensive line is not that good. But my opinion of Joe Burrow has raised significantly this season. I think he is pretty accurate. I think he is really good at evading pressure from a bad offensive line. You know, that's really been something that he's had to learn at the professional level because he was not having to do that at LSU, right? LSU, he was pretty much just dropping back and throwing it to whichever future first round NFL pick happened to be wide open, on any given play. But yeah, he's been super accurate. I mean, he is averaging 8.9 yards per attempt, 14 passing touchdowns, 7 interceptions, you know, still taking a lot of sacks, but I'm not really trying to blame the sacks on him. Like, to some degree, he is responsible for them. The best game of, not the best fantasy game of Joe Mixon's career, but the best usage of his career. It was the most targets and most receptions he's ever had, the most passing routes he has ever run in a game, 18 carries, 95 yards. That is huge for Joe Mixon. If this passing game usage with Samaje Perine on the COVID list can withstand, I mean, I don't know, Mixon's like a top 5 fantasy asset at this point because the Bengals are good. They're scoring points even in the games that the Bengals have lost against the Packers and against the Chicago Bears. Mixon has gotten usage in those games. So, you know, kind of game script proof. And Mixon looking like a guy I was wrong about, you know, because I liked him but didn't love him where he was going in drafts. But moving forward, I have to think he's a really high value asset. And I'm starting to be a little worried about T. Higgins, just because Ja'Marr Chase is so good. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is just so phenomenal that T. Higgins is kind of in a much more complimentary role than I expected.
Yeah, well, listen, still early on that. Hopefully not the case for sure for some of my teams. All right, Vikings and Panthers. Can these two teams play games this season where it doesn't come down to like the last second of the game? I mean, certainly the Vikings seem like they played either overtime or down to the last minute in every game this year. So that's helped Kirk Cousins' numbers, and it did again on Sunday. 48 passes, completed 33, 373 passing yards, and 3 touchdowns. Dalvin Cook was back to himself with 140 on the ground and also a touchdown. Adam Thielen, a miss last week, a hit this week, 11 for 126 and a score. Also Jefferson heavily involved, 8 for 80. KJ Osborne scored a touchdown as well, 6 catches, 78 yards. On the side of the Panthers, is it time to panic? I don't know. I'm not sure here. Now, Sam Darnold had a horrible game again, but also Anderson dropped 3 passes and DJ Moore dropped 2. So that's part of the stats here. 17 of 41, 207 passing yards, 48 rushing yards. He made some unbelievable throws at the end of the game, but in the first half, it was a disaster. Chuba Hubbard looked pretty solid, 61 rushing yards. He's delivering in a touchdown. DJ Moore Kind of quiet again, 5 for 73. Again, had a couple of drops. Robbie Anderson scored a touchdown, but was dropping balls all over the place. But on the side of the Vikings, pretty simple, Davis. Like, they're playing all these close games. They're playing down to the wire. They're playing in overtime. That's great for fantasy. You get those extra points at the end of the game. You get those extra points in overtime. You know, Cousins gets, what, 50, 60 yards on the last drive of the game last week to help beat the Lions. This week he gets the overtime yards. And on the side of the Panthers, it's funny. I was texting somebody. I was saying, you know, I wonder if Carolina would bench Sam Darnold. Like, how out of the realm of possibility would that be? The fourth quarter proved that they shouldn't. But my gosh, like, you just, I don't know. I'm a little concerned that as good as the coaching is there, that the player may not be.
I mean, I don't think Sam Darnold is very good. And by the way, you know who the backup is in Carolina? It is PJ Walker, XFL MVP, who actually looked okay in his first NFL start last year. I want to say I think it was against the Lions. Maybe I'd have to go look it up. But he was decent in that game, not great, obviously. But yeah, I mean, I think they would definitely bench Sam Darnold because they spent the equivalent of a third round pick, and I actually think it's kind of a Wentzian situation where it conveys to a higher pick if Darnold plays X amount of snaps. I mean, The only guy you really want to start on the Panthers right now for fantasy is DJ Moore. Hubbard, you can start as well. 24 carries last week, 16 carries this week, 3 targets in the passing game this week, 6 targets in the passing game. Christian McCaffrey on the short-term IR, can't return for at least 2 more games to this point. So, yeah, Hubbard and Moore, definitely not starting Darnold, definitely not starting Robbie Anderson, definitely not starting Harris Marshall.
Where is Kirk Cousins ranking right now among all fantasy quarterbacks? Has he had a bad game? I mean, maybe one?
He's had one bad game. One bad game.
Yeah. I mean, phenomenal during the day. I'm waiting for that night game to come, which is when usually things go a little bit south for him. But the Vikings get the win. Panthers, I really like them, man, but I'm just concerned. Okay, coming up next, concern is not even the word for Houston. Indianapolis saw that yesterday. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When you drafted Jonathan Taylor in your fantasy football draft in the late first round, maybe early second round, you were hoping for these matchups against the Houston Texans to go the way that they did. And certainly you got the most out of it yesterday as they blow out Houston, does Indianapolis. Carson Wentz threw 2 touchdown passes, only attempted 20 for the entire game, 223 passing yards. Jonathan Taylor's best game of the year for sure, 145 on the ground. And 2 scores, probably on your way to victory, I would guess. T.Y. Hilton returned to the Colts lineup, caught a couple of nice long passes, 4 for 80. Paris Campbell also, I believe, scored a long touchdown in this game. Colts defense dominant against a very hapless Houston Texans offense yesterday. For Houston, another game of Davis Mills. This one did not go the way that he would have wanted to. He did not throw for a touchdown. He threw 43 passes, completed 29, and threw two interceptions in this game. Mark Ingram, 73 on the ground. David Johnson did play a little. He fumbled. Brandon Cooks remains the only fantasy asset right now, I believe, on Houston. 9 receptions, 89 yards. He'll probably get traded in the next couple of weeks. And Nico Collins, 4 receptions for 44 yards. But Davis, basically, you just wanted to see as much as you could out of the Colts, and really as much as Jonathan Taylor. And I really didn't have another storyline from this game. It was just a great game for him and nobody else.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about this was Jonathan Taylor had two carries in the first half of this game, very close to being a fantasy disaster for Jonathan Taylor. I cannot imagine how miserable I would have been to see eight carries for 38 yards from Jonathan Taylor. So he broke off an 80-yard run and then capped it off with a touchdown on the next carry. But pretty close to the Colts coaching staff galaxy braining us out of a successful Jonathan Taylor game.
Yeah, when the Texans play, I mean, it's basically all hands on deck against them, very similar to the Giants. And after looking really good in the early part of the season, covering some spreads, staying involved in games, kind of feels like it's gone the other way. Not totally unexpected, but they did get their one win at the beginning of the season, that's for sure. All right, we got Chris coming up with the headlines here at the top of the hour, so stay with us on the grid. We'll discuss the Monday Night Football game between Buffalo and Tennessee coming up next right here on the Sports.
Sports happens every day, and we give you expert insights and information on gaming, odds, and more.
Every
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.